This is KUT. Austin City Council members must soon choose which of at least four proposed mobility bonds will be up for a public vote in November. Any bond proposal they pick would fund the city's bicycle master plan, or at least part of it. But who could this benefit? People who currently ride bikes? Would-be cyclists who feel trapped by the city's less-than-safe streets? KUT's Audra McGlinchey investigates.
Sharmar Mohammed Hassan doesn't know the words in English to describe his bicycle, so he uses his native language, Somali. Hassan rides his green road bike every day. He got it as a gift when he moved to Austin back in 2014 from Somalia. His first job here, he worked at the Driscoll Hotel, but he couldn't afford a car. When he worked the night shift, he would often head home at 3 in the morning, when buses were no longer running. Hassan says in Somalia, you can easily tell a person's class by how he or she gets around.
If you're walking on the street, you know, people consider you to be like, okay, very poor class, because you cannot afford, you know, to have a car or any kind of transportation.
In Austin, as is true in any city, you see people from all backgrounds riding bikes. It's actually one of these things that cuts across a lot of the socioeconomic divides that you might see in other parts of our culture.
Miller Nuttall is with Bike Austin. In a report released by the advocacy group back in April, the group used census data to show that 40% of people who bike to work make fewer than $25,000 a year. Well, that number's a little problematic. The census collects commuting data in larger categories. Bike commuters are grouped with those who use a taxi or motorcycle to get to work. But Nuttall says from working with local bikers, he knows the community's diverse.
I think the perception is that, you know, bicycling may be something that is done for leisure or recreation, done by choice. And the reality is for a lot of people, and we think, you know, almost half the people riding bikes, it may not be a choice. And this is something that people are using because it's the most affordable way for them to get around, especially, you know, medium distances that are often commutes to work.
There is existing diversity, and that's important to recognize. But the plan actually would bring more people to bicycling than currently regularly bike as it is.
Tom Wald is a member of the city's Bicycle Advisory Council. He says a 2014 update to the city's bicycle master plan focused on short trips and safety, two things that Wald says will encourage more people to bike.
This is about who's going to be coming to bicycling. It's not about simply serving the existing people.
Council members will discuss the various bond proposals at their meeting today. The mayor and staff hope to pick one to put on a November ballot before the council breaks in July. Depending on the bond proposal, funding for bike infrastructure could range from $20 million to $25 million. Audra McGlinchey, KUT News.